back to MacTax. We're here today to announce our launch of our website. Very excited about it. You can find the link to our website in the bio of this podcast on your local platform. You'll find it on our Instagram. You'll find it on our LinkedIn. And it is www.MacTaxCPA.com. We're going to be rolling out some exciting features that will allow you to make an account, upload your information, fill out questions, all securely backed through an AWS platform. So that's going to be getting rolled out later this month. And it should hopefully make the tax return process a more seamless experience for users. We're going to be building out a back end that allows you to log in, retrieve prior year W-2s, prior year tax returns, see the information you filled out in the prior year. We're trying to make the tax return process digitalized and really just where everything else is in the 21st century. It seems like accounting has kind of lagged in that process. Here at MacTax, we're trying to make it seamless. So that's my little plug. Excited about the website. It's just a basic website right now. Again, the login and the tax form filling out features should be coming out later this month. And we're going to be continuously just updating and the creative and the design aspect of it as well. But our first priority is security. We want to make sure that when you upload your information, whether it's a question, a W-2, or any type of tax document, it's secured. So that's our priority. We're focusing on that for right now. And once that is fully ready to launch, you'll hear another update from us. And hopefully it'll make for a seamless tax season for those of you using us. Now today, after my little plug on my website there, I wanted to talk to you guys about how NFTs and cryptos are being taxed. I get a lot of questions about this. For those of you who don't know, I'm a member of the VFriends Discord. I own a VFriend. And that's a good place. It's a good Discord group to be a part of if you want to learn more about NFTs and crypto, because there is a ton of misinformation out there. And there's a lot of good members in that community who can help teach you. There's a lot of good content that gets put out there that'll teach you about MetaMask. They'll teach you about NFTs, the utility behind NFTs, which I'm happy to go into in another episode. But I wanted to touch on this episode for those of you who are in the crypto NFT space, how getting taxed on those NFT trades work, holding period, and crypto. So when you purchase an NFT, you have to first buy Ethereum. You can't buy it in US dollars. When you buy Ethereum, let's say for $4,000. You have a transaction where you purchased Ethereum for $4,000. You then go buy an NFT next week, right, with that Ethereum. So let's say Ethereum's at $4,100 when it's getting traded, when you buy the NFT. So you have a realized gain on your Ethereum of $100, and then you purchase an NFT. You have to then convert your Ethereum to USD. So your cost basis in your NFT is $4,100 USD. We're assuming the NFT costed one Ethereum. Now, let's say a year later, 366 days later, since it's now a long-term gains treatment, if it's short term, you would get taxed at your ordinary income tax rates. And if you had a loss, you'd be limited to $3,000. But let's say you hold it for 366 days and now you sell this NFT for two Ethereum. And the price of two Ethereum is $4,000. So that decreased from the $4,100 that you bought the NFT at. So now you sell it for $8,000 USD to Ethereum, valued at $4,000 each. You have $8,000 worth of Ethereum. So you recognize a $3,900 gain on your NFT. Now, the NFT is then taxed at a collectibles rate similar to artwork at 28%. Now, you may be asking yourself, and then the Ethereum won't be taxed on your gain until you sell Ethereum. So that's the first component of this, is that each transaction, you have to figure out your basis, you got to figure out your sale price, and you have to convert that back to USD when you buy, when you transact Ethereum and when you transact with an NFT. So there's two components going on. It's not just your NFT purchase. You have to account for the change in price of your Ethereum. So when you sell your NFT 366 days out, you have a gain. And that's taxed at 28%, which is the collectibles rate similar to artwork. That's the current guidance getting put out on how NFTs should be taxed. So there's a little bit of strategy going on. I had a question the other day that somebody asked, well, what if my tax rate's lower than 28%? Shouldn't I sell prior to holding for a year if I'm sitting on gains? And even if my tax rate only goes up to 37%, is it worth holding for the 9% tax savings if I'm in the highest bracket? And the answer to both of those questions is it depends on your situation. But if you are in a low tax bracket, and let's say it's an NFT that you have a $100 gain on, it may be more favorable to sell it and pay ordinary rates, because your ordinary rate may be lower than 28%. You have to check on your income tax bracket for the year based on your income from other sources. If you're in a higher tax bracket and you're in that highest 37% bracket, you may want the more favorable rate at 28%. But one thing to consider, obviously, that's not tax related, is the volatility of the NFT space. If you bought an NFT that went from $5,000 to $200,000, maybe you don't feel comfortable waiting to get the lower rate because you're worried it may drop a year out from now. You may want to cash in now on those gains. So these are all things that should be considered outside the scope of income tax. But as we enter tax season, as you begin to go through your transactions for the year, that's the way you should approach it. You have to calculate your basis in your Ethereum. And then when you trade Ethereum for an NFT, that's considered a transaction. So if your Ethereum went up or went down from the time you bought it to the time you bought the NFT, that's a gain or loss. When you buy the NFT, you have to recalculate your basis on that day at USD price. That's your basis. And then when you sell the NFT for Ethereum, convert that to USD and figure out your gain or loss on your NFT. If you're sitting here realizing I never did this for the year and now you got to go back, I would go into your Etherscan. If you're on the Ethereum blockchain, that has all your transactions, transfer, purchase, sold history for the year. You should be able to go back and find how much Ethereum you traded or sold or bought. And there's numerous websites out there that you can find the Ethereum average daily price for that day. And at least then you have some documentation as to what you did for the year. And that's always the better option than just guessing and making up what you did. So take the time now while it's January. Go back through your transactions for the year. And please feel free to email your questions in at MacTaxCPA@gmail.com. It's on the website. You can find our email. We have a Discord where you can drop your questions in the Discord. We have a lot of other people in that space, in the crypto NFT space, asking a lot of questions. I hope you found this helpful, and we'll see you on the next episode.